You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Some good news for people living in England who have forms of the eye condition, Leber hereditary optic neuropathy, LHON, now here on RNIB Connect Radio, as NICE, the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, has just approved new treatment for the condition, helped by researchers at the University of Cambridge. I'm delighted to say that Patrick U.Y. Mann, Professor of Ophthalmology at the University of Cambridge, joins me now to explain more about the condition LHON and the approval of a new treatment for the condition too. Hello, Patrick, and thank you for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, Toby. Thank you very much for this invitation to take part in this interview.
So firstly, Patrick, do give me an overview about the eye condition, Leber hereditary optic neuropathy, and how the condition affects people's vision.
Leber hereditary optic neuropathy is also known as LHON or LHON. It's a genetic disorder which affects the optic nerve at the back of the eye. So the eye is a very sophisticated camera, and the image produces a signal, and the signal gets transmitted to the brain, and it is the optic nerve which sends this information. So it's a very important part of the visual system. And if this does not work properly or it gets damaged, then it has a major impact on someone's vision. So we know that LHON is a problem with the optic nerve. And now we know that this is a condition which is caused by genetic defects in your mitochondria. So you will all know that you inherit your genetic code from mom and from dad, 50% from each of them. However, there is an exception. You inherit your mitochondrial genetic code only from your mother. And if there are some specific spelling mistakes in this mitochondrial genetic code, you can end up with this condition, Leber hereditary optic neuropathy. And the condition progresses quite quickly. In about 25% of people, both eyes become affected at the same time with visual loss. In others, there is a gap of a few weeks or a few months, but unfortunately, both eyes eventually become affected. And that's the reason why we've been investing so much energy and research into this condition to try and improve the visual outcome for people who have been affected by this genetic disorder.
Patrick, you were involved in some of the research into the new treatment for LHON, which has obviously now been approved by NICE. Do tell me a little bit about the research and also how the treatment works.
One of the aims of the research is to try and protect the optic nerve and try to rescue the cells within the optic nerve and prevent them from being lost altogether. Unfortunately, because the disease progresses quite quickly, there's already quite a lot of these cells which have been lost. However, there are some of these cells which have stopped working, but they are not dead yet. And the aim of treatment is to try and rescue these cells from the brink to try and stabilize vision and in some cases, improve vision. Over the years, researchers have been looking into potential drugs. And more than 10 years ago now, we started looking into this drug molecule called eidebenone. The initial studies were quite promising, suggesting that there was a benefit in terms of stabilization and improvement in vision. However, the first study that was carried out only used a treatment for 6 months, which was a relatively short duration of treatment. In a bigger study that was completed afterwards called the LEROS study, we treated over 200 people affected with Leber's optic neuropathy. They were given the drug eidebenone for 2 years, and this allowed us to get much more robust data on its efficacy. So we now know that eidebenone can improve vision in roughly around 50% of people who are treated for a period of up to 2 years. And based on the data accumulated from all these studies, including LEROS, NICE has now given approval for eidebenone to be provided on the NHS in England to people who have been affected with this condition. One must stress that the drug will not reverse the damage that has been caused to the optic nerve, but certainly a stabilization in vision and improvement in vision can have a major positive impact on someone's quality of life and daily functioning.
Was it quite a bit of a battle getting the new treatment approved by NICE?
It was, and to some extent, rightly so, NICE has some very high standards when it approves a drug to be used on the NHS. Certainly, you know, the evidence accumulated over the years has helped to sway the balance towards approval. We were also very fortunate to have a lot of support from the UK Electroencephalography Society, which was set up a few years ago by families and patients affected with this condition. We also had the support of the Lilly Foundation. So all of these things came together, the scientific evidence to support the use of edaravone for LON, and also the advocacy effort made by a number of organizations over the years.
And how can someone find out more about LHON and whether edaravone might be appropriate for them?
The key thing is obviously for someone to get a confirmed diagnosis of this genetic disorder. And nowadays, we're very fortunate in this country that genetic testing is provided free of charge on the NHS. Once you've received a confirmed diagnosis of Leber's optic neuropathy and you know which genetic change is causing the problem, then you will be advised by your ophthalmologist. Very often this will be a neuro-ophthalmologist because we have more experience of managing conditions affecting the optic nerve. Your specialist will advise you about what treatment options are available. In this case, very soon, we will be able to provide edaravone. For people who've been affected with this condition for longer, we will need to have a further discussion whether or not there is potential for recovery and whether it would be indicated for someone to be taking the medication. Central to this, people need to have access to specialist care because this will provide them with information, genetic counseling, and now, excitingly, access to treatment on the NHS.
Finally, Patrick, what else might be on the horizon for LHON treatment and where can people go to find out more about research into other treatments for the condition?
A very good question, Toby, because we're always looking forward trying to improve the prognosis for this debilitating genetic disorder. As I've mentioned already, edaravone is a major step forward. It can lead to stabilization of vision and improvement of vision in some people. However, this is not a magic bullet that will reverse the damage that has been caused already. So we're looking into complementary therapies that can improve the visual outcome. One of the major focus of the research at the moment, both from my group and others, is the potential application of gene therapy for Leber's optic neuropathy. By gene therapy, what we mean is we are replacing the defective gene, and by replacing the defective gene, we're able to produce the missing protein that will then improve the survival of these cells within the optic nerve, again to stabilize or improve vision. The gene therapy program has been initiated for the most common genetic cause of Leber's optic neuropathy, i.e. the 11778 mutation. And the results are very encouraging. We see an improvement in vision in about two-thirds of treated patients. However, we need to consolidate this information. We expect that there will be further clinical trials starting next year, both in the UK and elsewhere, because we need to recruit enough participants to be able to come up with robust evidence. But certainly, I feel that gene therapy is going to be a potentially transformative therapy in combination with existing medication like edaravone.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Patrick, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about the NICE approval for the new treatment for Leber hereditary optic neuropathy.
Thank you, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.